Welcome to this podcast, brought to you by the Journal of Healthcare Contracting and sponsored by McKesson. And now our host, publisher John Pritchard.
I'm John Pritchard, publisher of the Journal of Healthcare Contracting. Welcome to today's podcast. This is part two of a two-part series on what supply chain professionals need to know about helping their health systems manage through a potentially tough respiratory season. Today's podcast focuses on the lab, the four ways to help formulate a successful testing strategy across your health system's non-acute settings. Respiratory season has always been a tough one for health systems. A typical season has clinicians diagnosing flu, strep, RSV, and pneumonia. This year, with the addition of COVID-19, having the right tests becomes key in rapidly diagnosing for an accurate diagnosis. I'd like to welcome to today's podcast, John Harris, Vice President, Strategic Accounts Laboratory at McKesson Medical Surgical. John, welcome to today's podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
So for a while, you've been working with health systems and establishing a point of care respiratory testing program. If you will, just start our call off today, if you will, with what do health systems need to know about the upcoming respiratory season?
Yeah, I think, you know, the one thing to know is that, you know, just like they're experiencing unprecedented times with their patients, we're doing the same on the supply side. And so demand for respiratory testing in general, we're seeing just an increase. So when it comes to COVID testing specifically, right now, you know, demand is just outpacing the supply. And so I think just knowing that, walking into the season that we're about to enter into, knowing that, you know, we are doing the best we can, but just having those expectations that, you know, we are experiencing unprecedented times on the supply side as well. I think that's important to note.
Yeah, it seems like the whole respiratory season's always been a complex time. And now, certainly with the introduction of COVID more than ever, how should health systems prepare for a high demand respiratory and vaccine season?
I think they need to have a plan. And so the one thing that we work with our health systems on is really just doing an inventory of what the health system is doing holistically, and really looking at what their testing platforms are currently, and then really working with their distribution partners to understand maybe what they're seeing from those manufacturers, kind of what anticipating challenges are on the horizon. And so I really think partnering with your distribution partners is important, really understanding the testing landscape and the challenges that could present themselves, I think is probably the first step. But I definitely feel like, you know, really taking a proactive approach to really understanding, you know, what's currently, you know, being administered within the health system, and then really working with that manufacturing and that distribution partner to really come up with a good plan for the season. That's most important.
Sage advice, proactively plan and really understand the testing landscape. So
yes, sir.
As I mentioned, you know, COVID-19 has really thrown a curveball to this respiratory season. What types of COVID-19 tests are currently available?
Well, really, you can bucket in, you know, put them into two buckets. And so I would look at more of a diagnostic or, you know, an active virus test, and then really an antibody test. And so on the active or live virus, you can really find, you know, there's antigen-based tests, which we'll talk about, and there's molecular tests as well. And you can get those at the point of care, or you can get them in large, you know, floor type analyzers where you can do, you know, more batch type testing or higher throughput. And then the antibody side, really detecting the antibodies for COVID-19. And so those are the ones that are available currently. And, you know, we're seeing I would say the landscape, the product landscape is changing almost daily. And so we're seeing new tests come to market, but those are the categories that they fit into. So you'll have a diagnostic test and you'll have an antibody test.
You know, there's so much focus on COVID, certainly, the last 6 or 7 months, but there are other respiratory diseases, illnesses like RSV, flu, and strep. What kind of testings are available for those?
Yeah, and it very much follows suit with the COVID-19 from a diagnostic standpoint. So you do have your antigen-based test that you can run in the office. You also have your high throughput molecular test that you can run in the office as well. So really just depending on, you know, what you're looking for from a patient population standpoint, from a testing standpoint, I would encourage anyone listening to, you know, work with their distribution partner to really find out what the best fit is for their system.
Are there diagnostic units that can run multiple tests?
There are. A lot of your moderately complex, there's some analyzing the moderately complex round that can run a host of targets. But we are seeing with, you know, COVID-19 being present, we're seeing several manufacturers come out with multiplex tests that will test for flu, RSV, and COVID. And so in some sort of combination of a multiplex test. So we are expecting to see some of those hit the market this fall. We really think from a testing standpoint, that's going to be revolutionary in the way that we treat our patients. So as most people know, a lot of the symptoms of COVID-19 reflect flu symptoms as well. So this will be an opportunity to really test that patient within one target. You know, you can find out if they have flu or they have COVID-19. So I think it's going to be really revolutionary for the season.
You know, we've all learned a lot about testing in the last few months, but if you could you just kind of break down what's the difference between molecular and antigen testing?
Yeah, that's a question we get a lot. So when people think of molecular, typically they think these large analyzers in a central lab, and traditionally that's true. But, you know, here lately, over the past several years, they've really scaled those units down. You can run those into, you know, your practice and have those at point of care. And so just kind of at its basis, a molecular test, you know, they test for the virus's genetic material. And an antigen test is looking for specific proteins that are on the surface of the virus. So the tests are run, you know, completely differently. The antigen test is what you've typically seen in your practice. It's been around since the 80s. It's really just your rapid test results pretty quickly. But once again, the molecular piece is catching up, and you're seeing faster run times. And typically between the two, I say typically, your molecular test is the more accurate of the tests. And so they have certain sensitivity and specificity claims in there. So really, once again, it kind of depends on what the system is looking for holistically. But you know, there is an option on both the antigen and the molecular side at that point of care space.
Interesting. You know, much has been made about supply shortages these last few months of all kinds of products, but what kinds of strategies should customers use in making sure they have enough product?
I would say just once again, I think it goes back to really doing an evaluation of what's happening currently within the health system that, you know, you're a part of. And so really looking at the overall product mix, and then really determining what is your plan for testing for the fall. And I think that's important. So, you know, how are you testing certain patient populations? What is your overall algorithm for testing? And so how are you going to handle certain types of patients or demographics of patients? How are you really looking at that total testing population? And I think working with your distribution partner to really stay on top of what's happening out in the market, what's happening with certain manufacturers, are they going to experience the shortages or back orders? So I think it's really important to come up with a proactive plan like we talked about before, but really partner with your distribution partner to see what's coming and really just stay on top of it. And then having the ability to flex. And so if there's a manufacturer that maybe that you're working with and they are going to experience some sort of shortages or delays, really having a pivot plan to say, okay, what else can we use here to fill that gap? And so I think just really being in lockstep with your distribution partner is going to be important, especially for this season.
Great advice, and certainly now's the time to do it. As we wrap up our podcast today, what other advice or what else would you recommend that health systems do to prepare?
I would say just be realistic and have a realistic plan. You know, I'll go back to the planning piece because I think it's the most important. And, you know, we are in a season right now where, you know, respiratory season is right on the cusp. And I think now more than ever, it's important to really just dive in, spend the time to really understand what holistically is going on within your health system, and really put the plans in place now that's going to determine a successful fall. And then as we kind of get into some of the unknowns, just You know, we don't know what's going to happen with a second spike of COVID, if that's going to happen or not. So really kind of do some preparation on the front end for some different scenarios. But once again, I can't stress the importance of partnering with your distribution partners to really keep a pulse on what's going on out in the market to really understand how to best prepare for your patient population.
John, thank you so much for joining me today on the podcast, focusing on the lab, the four ways to help formulate a successful strategy across your health system's non-acute settings. John Harris, Vice President, Strategic Accounts Laboratory at McKesson Medical Surgical. Thank you, John.
Thanks so much.